Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
I cannot stop. I mean, this is totally switching gears, but I cannot stop thinking about Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle.
Same.
Dean, I watched Spinal Tap 2 over the weekend, and I was... Jimmy Mack had to pause it because I was literally in tears.
Yeah, there are some things now that are kind of prophetic.
They're talking about death and murder, and like it just it was too much. Right. It was great.
Yeah, it's really good. And CBS last night did a 1-hour special on Rob Reiner that was amazing. CNN last night reran some old Larry King interviews with Rob Reiner that were great. And so, you know, as much as we can celebrate the legacy that he left us and all the great movies, the CBS piece was like really behind the scenes of a lot of the movies that he made through the years.
With some interesting people, too, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, people who owe their careers. Kathy Bates said she wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for Rob Reiner. You know, the a lot of the Stand By Me kids, Kiefer Sutherland. Boy, their names are escaping me now. Who are now famous actors who were kids when Rob Reiner started with them on Stand By Me. All talking about, you know, what kind of director he was, what kind of person that he was. I reran an interview that I did with him. I was lucky enough to talk with him many, many times through the years. But one of the times that was kind of poignant was an interview that we did a couple of years ago when he was doing a podcast about who killed JFK. It's one of the many social issues for which he was very, very interested. And he put together this very elaborate podcast. And one of the things that he said, he talked about at the Albert Brooks documentary that he was doing at the same time. But one of the things that he said about JFK that really struck me as being poignant was, you know, when somebody dies suddenly, you want to know what happened. You want to know the truth behind what happened. He was talking about JFK, but, you know, it couldn't apply more now to the fact that he was murdered and his wife, Michelle, were murdered in their homes a week ago. It's only been a week that this horrific thing has happened. Yesterday, at one of the children's homes, one of the Reiner kids' homes, they had a gathering, not a official memorial or anything, but friends and family got together to talk, to comfort each other. And in the meantime, over the weekend, the latest on this murder case is that Nick Reiner, the son who is accused of killing his parents, was revealed that he was diagnosed as schizophrenic years ago and has been on medication for it for some time now that has been sort of on and off effective. They did not disclose, the source that revealed this did not reveal what medication it was nor for how long he has been on this medication, but it's the first time in this past week that schizophrenia has been mentioned in the condition of Nick Reiner, who is you know, we know has had a history of substance abuse issues and mental health issues. First time that schizophrenia has been mentioned. The next time that he's going to be in court will be in early January. That's when the arraignment will take place. So hopefully we can all kind of get a break from, you know, all of this, because it's hard. It's hard to hear these stories. I feel bad when we have to report stories like this and keep people updated. It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to think that something horrific like this happened to another human being. Never mind that it's a famous person.
Exactly.
It's, you know, it's, two parents were were had their throats slashed, and the son is accused of it. It's a horrible thing to think about.
And to think of the surviving children, Romy and is it Jake? I just can't stop thinking of them. On a bit of a lighter note, my son Michael pointed out, Rob Reiner's first film was the original Spinal Tap in '84, right. And his final film will be Spinal Tap 2.
Yeah.
What a way to bookend his life.
Yeah.
I watched SNL this weekend. I thought it was a really funny episode.
I did too.
I watch it every week, and I hate to see Bo and Yang go.
Yeah, he's so good on that show. After 7 seasons, he decided that it was time to move on. He's been getting a lot of movie roles lately, so I'm pretty sure that that's where we're going to see him begin to pop up. He was in both Wicked movies. He's been in lots of movies, usually in supporting roles. But, now that his time is freeing up, I'm sure that there are going to be some vehicles for him in starring roles. But, he couldn't have been in a more fun-packed episode with Ariana Grande hosting, who did you also think she was great? I think she's so good on that show.
Oh, she was such a great actor.
Yeah.
Really?
She really is. I mean, we know she sings amazing, but she is great in the sketches.
Yep.
Cher was
lip syncing totally
crazy.
It was driving me nuts.
Come on, I mean, I know, it's live TV. I get it. She's 79 years old. Not that
like it looks 30.
Well, thanks to some doctor's help with that, but. I wish she would have done some live performances, but it's an event. When Cher shows up, it is definitely an event. And the final sketch that Bo and Yang did, he was playing a Delta Airlines employee, and they used, and his job was to pass out eggnog to people waiting to take their flights. And they used it, the eggnog, as a metaphor for Bo and Yang's career on SNL, which was so clever.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, Bo and Yang, and a little bit of Cher in there as well. I'm lip syncing to Cher right now, just like she did.
I'm dance syncing.
Dance syncing. Right. Right. She looked amazing,
great.
Though. Yeah. And it was a really funny show. There were lots of other really funny things on there.
If you want to go to WGNTV.com, you can listen to Dean talking with the wonderful Hugh Jackman as well. Pick one more thing to talk about before we go.
Weekend box office.
Okay.
Avatar, Fire and Ash. Was the number one movie. It did not perform as well as they were hoping that it was going to perform. Took in about $38 million domestically, much less than the second Avatar movie did. But that's one of the new movies that's going to be out for Christmas. This Hugh Jackman movie, Song Sung Blue, opens on Christmas Day. I'll have all the Christmas Day release reviews on Wednesday morning.
Cool. That looks so cute. I love Kate Hudson.
She's adorable in the movie.
Oh, all right. Cool.
And so is Hugh Jackman.
Good to know. Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Dean Richards. God, I love him.